This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. At least 304 people are dead in Haiti after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake Saturday. Aftershocks are continuing. Experts say at least two aftershocks of magnitude 5 and higher have struck in the past couple of hours. The latest measured 5.8 magnitude, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, and was near the site of the original quake. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency says at least 1,800 people are injured and more remain missing. The damage is widespread. The initial quake struck around 125 kilometers west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, at a depth of 10 kilometers. Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who took office just 3 weeks ago, said the government was mobilizing aid to the affected areas. He has declared a month-long state of emergency for the country. He said the needs of the people are enormous. He said they need food, aid, shelter, and psychological support. New developments from Afghanistan. Local sources confirm that Taliban have taken over Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, leaving Kabul, the nation's capital, as the only major city in Afghanistan under government control. Eyewitnesses said Taliban had taken over the governor's office and the police headquarters by Sunday morning. Various reports said security forces were also retreating from other districts of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan and holds one of the key border crossings into Pakistan. The speed of the Taliban offensive has shocked both locals and the international community. While violence in the country has been high since 2020, after the Taliban signed a deal with the United States, the latest campaign against Afghan cities has been unexpectedly fast. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.